This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Pastor Father Matthew Codd of St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church of Charlotte.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever says to brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' What I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord.
St. Paul today speaks about wisdom. And he says, to just briefly repeat, "Brothers and sisters, we speak a wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age, but rather we speak God's wisdom, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory. This Sunday's readings, I think, speak to us of wisdom and how wisdom looks at God and how wisdom orders life here on earth. So in this and in a few other places in the readings, which I'll bring out, the first bit of wisdom is that God is unchanging. He is mysterious and hidden, but he has predetermined things before the ages, and they are what they are, and they will not change because they are like him. And so thinking of God in this way and understanding Christ speaking about the law, it's a simple step to make in wisdom that the law and the moral law never changes. What God considers good and evil in past age is good and evil now. And I think of this often with our age, but probably every age. Remembering in particular today in a previous parish, a college student at a campus ministry event with whom I was speaking, and because it's often on their mind, the topic was sexual ethics. And his understanding was that sex outside of marriage in the past was wrong, but today is okay because times are different. But this, of course, is not how we understand God, because he is not fickle in his pronouncements or commands. He has this beauty of eternity to him. You know, I look at this age and I think of how unsure and uncertain everything is because there is so much change. And not saying change is evil intrinsically, but someone may be in the in crowd today and in the out crowd tomorrow. People are attacked for things they've said many, many years ago. And that kind of uncertainty about what is right and wrong cannot ever bring any peace. God is different and God is better. I can know that what my parents taught me in line with God's will is always right. And I can know that what I pass on to my children, or rather you, I can trust that God means it and will stick by it and the rules won't change for them. There is a beauty in that and a peace. So just to think for ourselves that God doesn't change. And what he asked of past generations, he asks of me too. And in line with that as well, with God being unchanging, wisdom approaches God with a sense of humility. That if I struggle with the moral law, it is I who need to change and not God, because he can't. And I look in the gospel about this line here of Christ about cutting off your hand if it causes you to sin and plucking out your eye if it causes you to sin. We, of course, don't understand that traditionally as meaning actually cutting off body parts. But the deeper significance of that, it means that God doesn't cut off his parts. He doesn't cut off the 10th commandment if we can't keep it. Rather, I cut off my body parts. I change, I repent, I conform myself to God's will. It is not his job to be like me or to affirm my own life decisions. In that unchanging nature of God, in the permanence of the moral law, in wisdom, then I approach it with humility and I seek to be who he wants me to be, not who I want to be. Just a few tidbits. Amen.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.